Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 1st. And isn't winter in Wisconsin wonderful? Hope you're dealing with the weather wherever you are in Wisconsin. And I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say enough already. So let's take our minds off the weather for a while and put them on crossword puzzles. We will be talking about the fascination with crossword puzzles this hour and the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament that is coming up later this month and the hit documentary Wordplay about crossword puzzle lovers. It opened up this world to many of us last year, but I just saw the DVD over the weekend during our first blizzard of this week, and I was charmed. I was engrossed. And I was even in suspense. I never thought I'd be in suspense over who is going to win a crossword puzzle tournament. And I'm looking forward to talking to one of the filmmakers of Wordplay in just a few minutes. But first, I'm going to talk with another big fan of Wordplay, Cheryl Gasser, who oversees the production of our talk shows when she's not watching movies. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. Glad to be here. We are here to ask for your financial support for Wisconsin Public Radio. And during this hour only, we have some special incentives. We know you pledge for the programming, but this hour, for a pledge of $100 a year or more, you can have your choice of either Wordplay, the DVD, or Wordplay, the official companion book. You're probably familiar with the DVD, the movie, but the book itself, it's got an introduction by Will Shortz. It has all of the crossword puzzles that were in the movie Wordplay included in this book with, you know, the answers in the back. It even talks about how they make crossword puzzles, how they come up with that. And if you saw the movie, you saw the DVD, then you know what I'm talking about. So if you've got the DVD and you want the book, great. If you've got the book and you want the DVD, again, yours for a pledge of $100, your choice, but for a pledge of $180, we will send them both to you. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org.
A $5,000 goal for this hour. Did I say that? Anyway, a $5,000 goal for this hour. Every hour has a goal in order to raise the amount in listener contributions that Wisconsin Public Radio needs to raise in listener contributions to pay for this programming. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Again, if you love words, you're going to love word play. And even if you're not a huge crossword puzzle addict, maybe is the right word, you'll enjoy the DVD, you'll enjoy the book. You might want to give it away as perhaps a gift to somebody who really does, if that's the case. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Enjoy. I love word games, but I am not at all a crossword puzzle
fan.
Neither. It's just something that I've never really liked, but I loved the documentary. I thought it was one of my favorite films last year, and I've got the DVD. I love it. It's so intriguing to see the characters involved and to see how they make the puzzles in the first place and everything that goes into it. To hear from Will Shortz, and in the movie you hear Leanne Hansen, because of course Will is on with Weekend Morning Edition each weekend as well. And it's sort of this NPR public radio
crowd.
Yeah,
Neil Conan was there as the judge at that particular tournament.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You hear from all sorts of people who you never really thought were so interested in crossword puzzles. This tournament it's an annual event. It's a huge event. And again, for a pledge of $100 a year or more, your choice, the DVD or the companion book. For a pledge of $180, we will send them both to you. Along with, at that level, the member benefit card, giving you 2-for-1 entrees, 2-for-1 admission at arts and cultural events, as well as the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Because you're a fan of public radio, because you are a fan of Will Shortz, because you're a fan of word puzzles, make that pledge now.
Again, $5,000. The goal for this hour so far, $150 raised to that $5,000 goal. So thank you so much for that first pledge of this hour. Now, how about you? If you love public radio,
If you probably love words too. I mean, it seems that they do go hand in hand. And we will love you even more if you are able to make a contribution this hour. Your contribution helps pay for the programming that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, including Weekend Edition Sunday with Leanne Hansen and Will Shorts, who has the puzzle every weekend. We'll hear a little clip of Will Shorts from the DVD during this hour. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
If it's been a year since you pledged, now would be a great time to renew your membership with Wisconsin Public Radio. Pick up either the DVD of Wordplay or the companion book at the $100 level, or pick them both up. Maybe you want to keep one for yourself and give one away as a gift. They'll both be coming to you for a pledge of $180 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you break it down, that's $15 a month. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. You can help us reach. You can help us make that goal, $5,000 for the hour.
Yeah, Cheryl, I'm not really a crossword puzzle person either. You know, I just never really tried. I don't know what it is, but I think I'm going to try some of the books some of the puzzles that are in this book, Wordplay. It even, they look like I might even be able, I know some of the answers to some of these clues. So it's something that you might even want to give a try. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
What's a six-letter word for support? Pledge is one of them. That would work. And we want to hear your pledge of support, your again, any level is welcome. The amount is completely up to you. We want to hear from you. That's the important thing. But again, at that $100 level, we will send you the book or the DVD of Wordplay. That's $2 a week if you break it down monthly. Again, hopefully something that you don't already have. If you do, you can give it away as a gift. We will be happy to send it to you. And we know you pledge for the programming, for the diverse topics that you hear on Joy's show. It's everything from politics to puzzles to parenting, health, education. The list goes on and on. What is that worth to you? What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? Make a pledge of support. 800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org.
$100, a pledge of $100 for the DVD Wordplay, $100 for the book, the companion book Wordplay, or get both of them for a $180 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's not all, the member benefit card as well at that $180 pledge. So a DVD, a book, and the member benefit card. What a deal. And you are supporting programming that you love at the same time. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And the member benefit card will get you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin, 2-for-1 admission for art and cultural events, again, all around the state, discounts for online shopping. You know, if you use it a couple times a month, it'll pay for your pledge over the course of a year. 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org, because you are a fan of word puzzles, because you are a fan of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now is the perfect time to go to the web and make the pledge, go to your phone, WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772.
And we will be welcoming your calls as well during this hour as we talk with one of the co-creators of the documentary, Wordplay, also certainly involved with this official companion book as well. And if you're a crossword puzzle lover, I'm going to want to know if you do them in pen or pencil. Apparently, if you're very confident, you do them in pen. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $430 raised so far this hour toward that $5,000 goal. Still plenty of time for you to support Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up the book, the DVD, or both.
1-800-383-9772 is the number to call for a pledge of $100. Your choice, the Wordplay DVD or the Wordplay companion book with all the puzzles that you saw or will see in the film are included in this book. And again, for a pledge of $180 a year or more, the DVD, the book, the member benefit card, all the great programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online. It's safe and secure. Either way you do it, it's quick and easy online, WPR.org.
All right, thanks a lot, Cheryl. We are going to welcome in one of the co-creator, the director, the cameraman for the film Wordplay after we check the weather. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning, March the 1st. Happy to have you with us as we talk about words and wordplay. We want you to call in now to talk about why you love crossword puzzles, if you do. Or if you have any questions about the fascination or the appeal of crossword puzzles. Any questions you might have for one of the creators of the hit documentary Wordplay. Patrick Creedon is our guest. Not only is he the co-creator, he is the director and cameraman for Wordplay, a Chicago native who started his career in Chicago Public Television. And the number to call in to talk with him is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Patrick Creedon joins us from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Joy?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, I really enjoyed your film. I watched it over the weekend, got it on DVD. When it was in the theaters, I didn't get around to seeing it, even though I heard a lot of good things about it, in part because neither my husband and I are big crossword puzzle fans,
right.
But you don't have to be a crossword puzzle addict to enjoy this.
No, definitely not. In fact, my wife and I made the film together, and we definitely enjoy the puzzle. In fact, we sort of discovered our love for the puzzle on our honeymoon, of all places.
Is that right?
So a couple years later, we were trying to figure out what to do for our first film, and we came upon this idea of making a movie about Will Shortz, who I'm sure your listeners are familiar with.
Certainly, tell me a little bit more about this. Let's see, let's make a documentary. let's do it on crossword puzzles.
Right, we got a lot of that when we started because a lot of people said, some of our colleagues said, there's no way that you're going to make that film interesting. How do you film that? What's it going to look like visually? And I thought that was all the more reason to do it because, you know, I love a challenge and there's something about a puzzle for people who do puzzles and for people who enjoy any sort of challenge. There's a great feeling that you get when you figure out the answer to a puzzle.
Yeah.
And so we were sort of, really the movie was about people who find the thrill in that. The movie really is about people. It's not so much about, I mean, it is about the puzzle, but it's really about the group of people that we meet along the way, really a fun film.
And tell us, our crossword puzzle fans, lovers, addicts. Are they a certain type of person? You know, demographically, or is there a typical crossword puzzle aficionado?
That's a good question. Mm. Well, they come from all walks of life. So, but I think in general, people who like puzzles and especially crossword puzzles are fairly They're rather intelligent people, mm-hmm. just by nature. They like a good challenge. They like to get stumped, and they like that feeling of finally figuring something out. In the crossword world, they call that the aha moment, mm-hmm. when you finally figure out what the trick is that you can't quite figure out, and you have a major breakthrough. So what we did with the film was we thought it would be fun to meet people from all walks of life. So we interviewed President Bill Clinton, John Stewart, the Indigo Girls, Mike Mussina, who's a pitcher for the Yankees. Ken Burns is in our film, the filmmaker, and then a lot of other people who go to this tournament every year. Those folks that I first mentioned don't actually go to the tournament, but those are just famous fans of Will Shortz and the puzzle. These are folks who do the puzzle pretty much every day, and it's interesting that they are, you know, musicians and athletes and politicians and comedians and filmmakers, but there's something about grabbing a pencil or a pen and grabbing the paper and just and going for it. In fact, I have my Thursday New York Times sitting right in front of me, and I can't wait to dig into it.
Now, is the Thursday is harder than Monday, but not as hard as Saturday?
Exactly.
Is that,
yeah.
What's with that?
What a lot of people don't realize is that Monday is the easiest puzzle of the week, at least in the New York Times it is. And it gets progressively harder until Saturday. And Saturday's puzzles are incredibly difficult. I've never finished a Saturday by myself. In fact, I don't think I've ever finished a Friday by myself. They're really, really hard. But if you sit down with three or four or five people, you can usually figure it out, but it'll take several hours. And the thing is, Sunday is a much bigger puzzle. The Sunday New York Times crossword is, it's bigger, there's more clues, there's more answers. But it's about as hard as maybe like a Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And Will Shortz did this intentionally. This design was always there before he came in. But he made that slope even steeper. And the reason he did it was, and this is what I love about Will, he wanted there to be something in the puzzle for everyone. So if you are just a beginning solver, you could pick up a Monday puzzle and you could do pretty well. The Monday puzzles are really fairly easy. But he also wanted puzzles that were really, really difficult. And there are people, especially Bill Clinton comes to mind. Bill Clinton loves the Friday and Saturday puzzle. He doesn't really even do the puzzles in the beginning of the week.
Yeah, and he does them in pen, too, doesn't he?
He does them in pen, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he just enjoys that. You know, he travels a lot, and he's on planes a lot. And for him, it's a great way to relax and unwind. And one of the things he mentions, which isn't in the film, but this is something that he said during our interview, was that he said, you know what, hey, you know, I'm getting older, and I'm concerned about the aging process, and I want to make sure my brain stays sharp. And there's been a lot of research done which shows that doing crosswords or Sudoku or something like that every day is a great way it's a mental exercise.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna use that as a pitch point a little bit later.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good point for me to also play a clip from the DVD. This is Will Shortz looking over some of the mail that he gets from all of the crossword puzzle lovers.
This one last Saturday was ridiculous. You should be hanged by your cojones for this Monday puzzle.
Give me a break.
I couldn't solve it, even with the answers in front of me.
Dear sir or madam.
It's Monday, Mr. Shortz, not Friday.
This is both idiotic and completely unfair. This kvetching thing that's going on, I can't seem to get a grasp on it. Who in the hell ever heard of three letters in a single box? The kvetchers cry, oy vey. I don't get it. How is it used? Is it a northern thing? Frogs hop, sir, but toads do not. They waddled.
You have managed to take all the fun out of it. Congratulations.
No wonder William F. Buckley stopped doing these puzzles.
You are sick, sick, sick indeed. Sincerely.
The best part of the week for me is reading the mail.
P.S. You're sick, sick, sick.
Hearing from the solvers is the best part of the job. You know, you don't do this for the money or for anything else, or those are all secondary things. The biggest thing is to stretch people's brains and bring joy to their lives.
That is really funny.
I should point out that wasn't one letter that he read.
Right,
That was a montage of a whole bunch of letters that he read. But the point is that the people who do his puzzles, some of them are extremely passionate about it. And heaven forbid that they find something in the puzzle that's maybe a mistake or something that they couldn't figure out or they thought the puzzle was too hard or whatever. And he gets tons of mail, and his mail is hilarious. It's really funny to go through it with him. So he's a great guy. Will is really a smart man, and he absolutely loves he loves puzzles. He loves everything about him.
Yeah,
he's been doing this his whole life.
You contacted him about wanting to do this documentary, but And he helped you with it, but it was not necessarily telling you how to do this.
No, in fact, we told him that the first time we called him, the first time we spoke to him. We called him out of the blue, and we had really no contact with him. We just called the New York Times, you know, information and got his voicemail at the New York Times, and he called the next day. He said, that sounds really fun. What do you have in mind? I mean, we couldn't believe he called us back. He's, you know, because we're fans, we were sort of starstruck when he called us back. But you know, we got to talking, and we had it sort of figured out what we wanted to do. But we did say to him, very respectfully, we just said, you know, we need your help to make this film, and obviously you're going to be one of the key people in the film, but we really, you know, we're not going to let you be involved in what the content of the film is, because I just sort of feel like that's a conflict. And he was like, I think that's fine. I think that's smart. I don't think I should be involved. Yeah. So what we did was we went off and shot him and interviewed all these people, and he was very helpful. He pointed us in the right direction as far as people that we wanted to contact, and he was a big help. But he had no idea what we were doing. And we submitted the film to the Sundance Film Festival October 1st of last year. Actually, I guess it was 2 years ago now. And we sent it to him the day after and said, this is the film we submitted. What do you think? And he was completely blown away. To use his words, he said, I had no idea. Yeah. What you guys were up to, and I think this is just fantastic.
Yeah, we just have a minute before we check. Yep. News, but I know that this American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, where much of the action was shot, is coming up a little later this month. Are you going back there for a sequel or anything?
I am actually going back this year because I told Will that I'd come back and bring all the outtakes and stuff from the movie, and so we're going to have a lot of fun. It's just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we're not shooting this weekend, but the weekend we're there, but we're going to go back and see a bunch of friends that we met along the way, and it's really going to be fun.
Let me remind listeners that you can support Wisconsin Public Radio and get a copy of the DVD Wordplay or the book Wordplay or both for a pledge at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Thursday, March the 1st. We have so far this hour raised $730 in listener contributions toward that $5,000 goal. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. The number, the website for you to make a pledge, a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay the bills. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. And at the same time, this hour, we have a couple of really nice thank you gifts. A $100 pledge will get you this hour the DVD Wordplay or the companion book Wordplay, or for $180 a year or more, both. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We are talking with the co-creator of the hit documentary Wordplay. He's also the director and cameraman for the film. Patrick Creedon is a Chicago native, started his career in Chicago Public Television. This was his first feature film. He did this along with his wife, Christine O'Malley. And you can talk to him for the next few minutes, too. I'm especially interested in hearing from you if you're a lover of crossword puzzles or have a question about the world of crossword puzzles. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Patrick Creedon, I want to talk a little bit more about Bill Clinton and Bob Dole in the DVD Wordplay that I saw. I had no idea. That was such an interesting story about the New York Times Election Day 1996, was it?
Oh, yeah.
The crossword puzzle on Election Day. Talk about that, even though it might spoil it for those who get the book.
Yeah, it's not too much of a... Mm-hmm. This is just a tiny little part of the film, but it's a great story. By the way, I was going to say, my wife was planning to join us, but we just had our third child.
I did not know
that. A few
weeks
ago, and she is zonked out, and we have three daughters, and... Charlotte was born just a few weeks ago, so...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. So, the story with Bill Clinton and Senator Bob Dole is a great one. It's if your listeners can try to imagine this as they're driving or making their breakfast, What happened was, on Election Day of 1996, the New York Times ran what Will Shortz considers the greatest crossword puzzle ever made.
Mm-hmm.
What the puzzle did was, right across the middle of the puzzle, there was a seven-letter word, and then a black square, and then another seven-letter word. And the clue was, tomorrow's headline, question mark.
Ooh.
And so it was sort of a tricky clue. Whenever there's a question mark and a clue, that means that there might be some trickery or some misdirection. But as you solved the puzzle, it solved out to spell Clinton elected. Well, the New York Times received over 3,000 phone calls that day. Most of them were people that were outraged, saying, how dare you predict? You're undermining our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
How could you put this in the puzzle? Well, it turns out very few people figured this out, but it could actually be solved two ways. It could be solved Clinton elected or Bob Dole elected. And the reason is Clinton and Bob Dole are both seven-letter sequences.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the across answers. The downward answers, all seven downward answers fit with both sets of answers. For instance.
Yeah, you'd have to have different downward answers,
right.
Though. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So, for instance, the first letter was either a C or a B. The clue was a black Halloween animal. The C answer spelled out cat. The B answer spelled out bat. Now, I don't recall every single one of the questions, but the point is all seven of those questions with Clinton and Bob Dole could each had two different answers that fit the same clue. It was an astonishing puzzle. I mean, it was one of those things where you look at it and you just think to yourself, how in the world would somebody even think to do that?
Yeah,
then to be able to pull that off. And that's, in fact, that was what was one of the things that was great about our interview with President Clinton was he's like, the first time I saw that puzzle, I just couldn't believe it. I just was astounded that somebody could create something like that and that they could come up with that. And I think that right there is the essence of really what our movie's about. Our movie is really, it's really entertaining and it's really funny, first and foremost, but I think ultimately it's about a really interesting and clever group of people whose brains work a little differently than the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the making of these puzzles is just something to behold.
Oh,
I mean, you don't just put, I didn't know, you don't put black boxes willy-nilly. There's a real whatever, science and symmetry
in fact,
to that.
You may not know this, but next time you, for you folks that are listening, next time you see a crossword puzzle, if you notice, if you flip the puzzle upside down, it's the exact same pattern. That's a rule that was established about 70 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's still in place today, with very few exceptions. Now, if you see a crossword puzzle book maybe that's written for children, or, not every single puzzle has to do that. It's not a hard and fast rule. But if you see a puzzle that's in a major newspaper, especially the New York Times or the LA Times or the Chicago Tribune or whatever, it's that rule applies. And that's something that people, whenever you see that in the film, people really gasp. They're like oh, can't believe that they never even noticed that.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. You know, my wife and I do a lot of things aside from just solving puzzles. I don't want you to think that we're shut-ins and we never get out. We do lots of fun things in the great outdoors and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, or if you're traveling, let's say, I think there's no better way to spend some time. And we like to do it together. So this is something we do together, usually at the end of the night when the kids are asleep.
Yeah.
It's a great wind down, and it's fun, and it's a reminder that I married a really smart woman.
Yeah.
She's really good at doing the puzzle.
I got an email from Cindy. Cindy in Milwaukee writes in an email. She's wondering if baby boomers are as devoted to crossword puzzles as our parents' generation. She goes on, but I want you to talk a little bit about I guess, the age of people who play crosswords, especially since, again, a plot spoiler here a little bit, who won the last tournament.
We'll just say that, I hate to give it away, but there's a surprise winner at this at the tournament that's in the film, and I don't want to say too much about it, but well, to answer your question, Will was really concerned when he took over the job at the New York Times in 1993. His predecessor had passed away, and Will got the job. And in the puzzle world, becoming the editor, the crossword editor of the New York Times, is sort of like becoming the president of the United States politics. It's a very high profile. It's the most high profile job in that industry.
And just quickly aside, he has a college degree in crossword puzzles.
Yeah, well, he has a college degree in enigmatology.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't pronounce that.
He invented that degree. He went to Indiana, and they have a make-your-own degree program there, which he's the only person in the world that has that degree. Anyways, when Will took over in 1993, he was concerned that crossword puzzles were aging and that it was sort of dying out. And I think a very good example of that is bridge. I happen to really enjoy playing bridge. My parents play it, and my brother and I were taught how to play it when we were younger. But I don't know anyone my age, and I'm in my 30s. I don't know anyone my age who plays bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bridge is in trouble. Crossword puzzles are alive and well, and they're going to be around for a very, very long time. Because I think mainly because of people like Will. When Will took over, he made the puzzle hip and fresh and breathed a lot of life into it. For instance, anyone who does the puzzle knows that Dr. Dre, the rap artist, Dr. Dre is in the puzzle, D-R-E is in the puzzle all the time. 15 years ago, they would never put like a pop singer or a rap artist in the puzzle because it was just very dodgy. It was more like Latin roots and kind of just words that people don't really use in the English language. And Will said, I don't believe in that. I think the puzzle should reflect our language. Our language is growing. Our language is really colorful. It changes every year. It's like this big voracious animal. And the puzzle should reflect that. So, whenever there's a new pop star, like a Britney Spears or somebody comes along, there's always a race among puzzle makers to see who can get her in the puzzle first. You know, it'd be like, oh, did you see what Henry Hook did? He got Britney Spears coming right down the middle of a puzzle or something. I mean, that's what these people, you know, for them, that's a big thrill. They're sort of competitive, and there's a real sense of camaraderie. And as a result, puzzles have really gotten better and better, and the audience keeps growing.
Patrick Creedon, we need to leave it here. I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thank
I know
you, Joe.
I know you got tons going on in your life right now, and congratulations on the birth of your newest daughter.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Creedon is a co-creator with his wife, Christine O'Malley, of the hit documentary Wordplay. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Oh, man, let's call it a pinnacle of our career. It was a thrill, a total thrill.
I was actually just surprised because I always thought of us as being pretty underground and not really in the intellectual set. But it was exciting, flattering.
You just heard from the Indigo Girls, who were reacting to how they felt when they first were included in a crossword puzzle, a New York Times crossword puzzle. They were in the DVD Wordplay. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, encouraging you to make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour so you can get a copy of Wordplay as well as support Wisconsin Public Radio.
For a pledge of $100 or more per year, your choice, the DVD Wordplay or the companion book Wordplay. And for a pledge of $180, we'll be sending them both to you along with a member benefit card good for 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. We have a goal this hour, $5,000 to raise in support of Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's program. We have $755 raised so far this hour. We want to hear from you now, 1-800-383-9772. You can pledge online as well, wpr.org. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks so much for your support. But if not, now would be a great time during this hour. And only for the next 10 or 11 minutes can you get the DVD wordplay, the book wordplay, or both of them for your pledge of support.
Yeah, we were just talking with Patrick Creedon, who was the director of this, co-creator of this documentary, Wordplay, answering a question from an emailer this hour wondering if, you know, if it were older people only who played crossword puzzles or who loved crossword puzzles, and absolutely not. Patrick Creedon in his 30s talks about how Will Short really did breathe new life into crossword puzzles when he took over at the New York Times, and all sorts of hip references in crossword puzzles these days. The Indigo Girls, for that matter. Not exactly ancient.
Nope.
John Stewart in the DVD talking about how he loves crossword puzzles. And in fact, I didn't get the whole story from Patrick Creedon this hour, but I think that John Stewart somehow proposed to his wife through a crossword puzzle. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I did not know that. That's another reason to watch the film again. Mm-hmm. Even if you saw it once, watch it again. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Patrick Creedon talked at the beginning of the hour with you, Joy, about the aha moment when you finally figure out a clue that's been stumping you. Well, here at Public Radio, there's another kind of aha moment. It's the moment that you make the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge of support, the moment that you realize that we're talking to you and the moment you decide to make a pledge. 1-800-383-9772. If you've had your aha moment during this hour, you can pledge online as well at WPR.org.
Let's play a little game while I hope you just go to the phone and pledge. But if you're just listening along, thinking about it, maybe we can play a little game with our call-in line, and you can, and we'll just as we pledge along, can you an anagram? Cheryl, help me with the anagrams, though. I say the phrase, and then you have to unjumble the letters to come up with something else.
Mix the letters up to come up with another word or set of words or a phrase. So,
all right, what is this is the phrase that I want you to unjumble and come up with.
Wisconsin Public Radio pledge related.
Topic, or phrase. A weed skirt on. A weed skirt on. All right, that's the anagram. How about a join cry? A join cry. Something Wisconsin Public Radio related is what these anagrams will turn out to be. What else?
Reptiles run stop. Reptiles run stop. And the fourth one, deprived leg. So grab your pencil or your pen, whether you're a pen or pencil person, unjumble those words and give us a call and let us know if you've come up with the answer. And this would be a call-in to our normal call-in number.
Right. I think that otherwise people in Pledge Central are not going to know what the heck you're talking about. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Again, a join cry. Reptiles run stop. Deprived leg. A weed skirt on. If you can unjumble those anagrams and come up with something Wisconsin Public Radio related, you will win our congratulations. Here's the number to call to make a pledge, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org, WPR.org. Please call in a pledge or web in a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. A $100 pledge will get you, as a thank you, either the DVD Wordplay or the companion book Wordplay. But if you love words or know someone who loves word, why not get both? $180 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, $180 a year or more, and you'll get both the DVD, the book, and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
This is a great gift for the crossword puzzle fan in your life, and I have to admit, I'm not a crossword puzzle fan. I love word puzzles, Sudoku. I've never really been someone interested in crossword puzzles, but I loved this film and the book. I want to get my mom's big crossword crossword puzzle fan. I think I'm going to send the book to her. It's so intriguing to see how the puzzles are made. In the book, you learn how to create your own crosswords. It talks about the history of the crossword puzzle. And the book includes all of the puzzles mentioned in the film, the introduction mm-hmm. by Will Shorts. There's pictures there of you know, all the people that you see in the film, Bill Clinton, John Stewart, Bob Dole, the Indigo Girls, who we heard from earlier. This book or the DVD can be yours for a pledge of $100, your choice, $100 a year, or pledge $180 a year. Get them both and the member benefit card. Make the pledge now, though. I want to hear from you this hour. Only 5 minutes left. WPR.org. You can pledge online or make a phone call, 800-383-9772.
You can make that pledge. That phone call will take only a couple of minutes. That's about how long it takes some of these real champions to finish these really, really hard crossword puzzles. But it only takes a couple of minutes. A volunteer will just take some basic information from you, your name and your address and how much you want to pledge, and whether you want to pay for it by credit card or get a bill in the mail, 1-800-383-9772.
Crossword puzzles help to keep your brain sharp. They help keep you mentally active. And Wisconsin Public Radio does exactly the same thing. We keep you thinking. We keep you on your mental toes. We challenge you. What is that worth? Any amount is welcome. But again, at the $180 level, we'll be sending you both the DVD Wordplay as well as the official companion book to the film and the member benefit card, good for 2-for-1 entrees around the state of Wisconsin. 1-800-383-9772. We have a goal this hour of $5,000. You can help us to reach that goal with your pledge of support. We want to hear from you, whether you're a pen or a pencil person, whether you want the book or the DVD or both. We want to hear from you during this hour. 800-383-9772, WPR.org.
Cheryl, sorry, I'm having a coughing fit right now. I'm getting over a cold, but I want to report that we are almost at $2,000, almost $2,000 toward that $5,000 goal. Time for you, but only a couple of minutes for you to help us reach that goal and pick up these wonderful thank you gifts for the word lover in you or the word lover you know, the DVD Wordplay, the hit documentary, and the companion book Wordplay with all sorts of puzzles that you'll want to try. 1-800-383-9772. Both of them for a pledge of $180 a year or more to support the programming that you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
And we just raised $2,000 this hour. Our goal, $5,000. Keep those calls coming in. Keep those pledges coming in on the web. Whether you're a crossword puzzle junkie or someone who just enjoys hearing Will Shorts on Weekend Edition Sunday with Leanne Hansen playing along with the Puzzle Master each weekend, pledge your support this hour. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you during this hour. Just a few minutes left. You can keep calling through the news. Let them know that you want the book and the DVD for a pledge of $180 a year, or you can take your choice at the pledge level of $100 a year.
Oh, just over $4,000 now raised toward that $5,000 goal. Just a few more minutes. Again, you can continue calling through the news, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. A $180 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio will go a long way to help pay for the programming that you value, and at that level, two thank you gifts, the DVD Wordplay and the companion book Wordplay. You'll have a lot of fun watching and playing these games. 1-800-383-9772. Nobody took us up on those anagrams. A join cry, by the way, that was Joy Cardine. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.